Good morning.
早晨好。
And welcome back.
欢迎大家再次来回来。
Hope you have had a good week.
希望大家都有个很好的周末。
We are looking at the Apostles' Creed.
我们在看使徒信经。
Let's begin with prayer and then we are going to read the Creed together.
让我们一起以祷告来开始，然后我们一起来读使徒信经。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我为今天感谢你。
I thank you that because you are God, we can trust you.
因为你是神，我们可以信靠你。
We do not have to be afraid of what is around us.
我们不会因为周围的环境害怕。
You are God and you care for us.
你是神，你照看我们。
And I thank you for that.
为此感谢你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I would like to start by reciting the Creed.
让我们一起来读使徒信经。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。Amen.
We are looking at, first of all, last week we looked at God is our Father.
上个星期我们看了，就是神是我们的父。
And we looked at the truth that He cares for us, He is our Father.
他是我们的父亲，他真的是在意我们，也照料我们。
The second unchanging truth that I want us to look at is we were created for a purpose.
第二个我们要看的不改变的真理就是我们被造是有目的的。
Now, let me ask you to think for a moment, and we can't really discuss this, but if I ask you this question, why did God create the world?
如果我问大家，虽然我们不是面对面，但是如果我问大家，为什么神创造了这个世界？
What is your answer?
那你的答案会是什么呢？
Maybe you are surprised to suddenly have a question.
也许大家有点奇怪，突然我怎么就问问题了？或者你可以写下来也可以。
是要荣耀他。
Okay, I didn't know my answer is right or not, but I think is God is so boring, and then she has a lot of love, so she needed to give out, so she need a lot of human being to accept his love.
Okay, right.
所以他说是因为第一个呢，神是展现他的荣耀；第二个呢，就是神有很多爱，那他要就是创造人。一位姐妹的回答，然后来把他的爱给出去，这样。另外一个说是是为了关系和他的荣耀。还有别人要回答吗？
For relationship and his glory, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right. Very often when I have asked students in a class this question, they will say something about God was lonely.
有的时候如果在课堂上我问问题的话，那很多的学生他们的回答就是神挺孤单的。
He needed someone to talk to.
他需要一个可以讲话的人。
Our sister gave an answer that the first part is correct.
我们刚才那位姐妹的回答，第一部分是对的。
He created us out of love.
他出于爱创造了我们。
He is the maker of heaven and earth.
他是创造天地的主。
That's the phrase we're talking about today.
那是我们今天所要谈的。
And the thing that I want you to see from that is he is love.
我想让大家所看到的神是爱。
Later, as we talk about the different members of the Trinity, we will see that God was not lonely.
然后我们后边去看这个三而一神的他这个三个位格，我们会看到说神不是孤单的。
The Trinity, the three persons of the Trinity had perfect fellowship.
就是这个三而一的神，这三个位格之间，他们有一个完美的、完全的关系。
They were completely satisfied with each other's fellowship.
他们彼此之间是有这种有这种交通，有这种联谊，他们是完全的满足。
But he is a loving God.
但是他是慈爱的神，爱的神。
And so he created us as an act of love.
所以他是作为一种爱的行动，爱的表现，创造了我们。
He created us for relationship with himself.
他创造我们是让我们跟他有关系。
And yes, he created us for his glory.
他创造我们是为了他的荣耀。
While I am working on, or while I am teaching today's lesson, this past weekend I have been working on the very last lesson of this series.
我今天教的是第四课，但是昨天我在准备就这个系列的最后一课。
And remember that the creed ends with the life everlasting, resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting.
记得使徒信经最后一句就是说的，我信永生，我信复活，我信永生，阿们。
And last week, I spent most of the week studying about that phrase of the creed.
所以上个星期呢，我大部分时间都在想使徒信经的最后这两句。
And I realized God created us for his glory.
我意识到神创造我们是为了他的荣耀。
And that should impact how we interpret the end of time in Revelation and the idea of life everlasting.
然后这个就会应该是影响到我们来如何解释这个未来的日子，包括在启示录和未来的日子。
Now, I'm not going to tell you what I am thinking about that because that's a few weeks away. But I think that the fact that God created us for his glory changes very much how we view the end of time.
就是神创造我们是为了他的荣耀，这个观念其实会改变我们如何来看待未来，就是所发生的一切事件。
God is not, I will say, preparing a lifeboat to rescue us out of our earth.
神不是说就是准备了一艘救生艇，让我们把我们从这个地上的生活里边给拯救出来。
But instead, at the end of time, he is going to receive the glory that he always intended.
然后在末世的时候，神会得到他本来就计划的，就是他所要的这种荣耀。
Back to God is love. He created us out of love.
就是回到刚才所讲的，神是出于爱创造了我们。
When we say we believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
当我们说我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主的时候，
we are recognizing that he is love.
我们就是其实是知道承认他是爱。
One of the great testimonies to God's love for us is Psalm 8.
对神对我们的爱一个最大的一个见证就是在诗篇第八篇。
This Psalm begins with honoring God.
这个诗篇的开始呢就开始尊荣神。
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
说神啊，你的名在全地是何其的美。
Now, understand one thing that will help you with this psalm is if you understand how a psalm of praise is often put together.
如果你要更好的了解这个，你要知道就是像这种赞美的诗篇它是如何就是构成的。
It will start with a basic statement.
它是最刚开始呢，它就是陈述它的一个最基本的一个它的观陈述。
It will then give the evidence for that statement.
然后呢，它就是后边就给出它这种观念、这种陈述的证据。
And if you can picture the psalm as an arch,
如果你想象一下这个诗篇呢，好像是像一个拱。一个圆拱形的一个形状。
It starts with the foundation statement.
一个拱门，它刚开始呢是始于这个地基，这个根基这个地方。
It builds, and the middle of the psalm is the climax.
然后它就开始慢慢往上建，然后这个诗篇的这个中间的部分就是它的最高潮。
And then it comes back to the foundation statement.
然后他又最后又结束于他的这个根基，就是他刚开始的这个陈述。
Now, in this psalm, he starts with the foundation statement.
所以呢，这首诗篇的刚开始呢，就是始于他的这个一个根基性的陈述。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
他说，耶和华，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
That's the foundation of this psalm. We are praising God's majesty.
这个是这个诗篇的这个根基，我们在颂赞神的荣耀。
And then he begins to give the evidence as he's building this up.
然后呢，他就开始，他在这个建造的时候，他就给出来这个他之所以有这种观点、这种陈述的证据。
You've set your glory above the heavens.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You've established strength over your foes.
你因敌人的缘故。
When I look at the heavens, when I look at the skies, the moon and the stars, what is man that you care for him?
从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，然后下面就说：我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟眷顾他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
If you go on NASA's website,
如果你去这个美国航空航天总局的这个网站
，and look at the incredible photos they have taken of outer space.
然后你看他们就是这种在外太空就是拍摄的外太空的那些非常令人震惊的这些图片。
If you realize the size of our universe,
如果你能够知道我们这个宇宙有多么浩大。
And then you realize that scientists say there may be millions of universes just like ours.
如果你知道说科学家说那边有成百万上千万的这样子的宇宙，就是像这种星系，就像我们的星系。
What is man?
所以呢，人算什么呢？
Our whole earth is only a tiny little dot on that picture.
我们的整个所在的地球在这个银河系是一个很小很小的一个小点。
And you and I are a tiny little dot on that dot.
然后我们呢，又是一个很小很小的一个小点，在这个小点之上。
We're nobody.
我们什么都不是。
Which makes the next verse absolutely astounding.
所以就要下一句真的是让人很震惊。
He started with the statement.
所以呢，他始于这个陈述。
He gives evidence by pointing to the heavens and what God has done.
然后他指到指向这个神所创造的天和神所做的给我们这个证据。
And here is the capstone.
现在呢就是这个最高潮。
You have made him, man, you have made him only a little lower than the heavenly beings.
你叫他就是你叫人比天使微小一点。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You have given him dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的是万物，都在他的脚下。
And then, the psalmist starts to come back down the other side to the foundation.
然后呢，这个诗篇的作者呢，好像诗人呢，就是回到这个拱门的这个另外一端，也就是这个根基。
The sheep, the oxen, the beast of the field.
就是田野的兽，空中的鸟，海里的鱼，一切的鸟。
All of the creatures God has made.
神所创造的一切万物。
And then he repeats the opening statement again.
然后他再次重复他刚开始的这个陈述。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Why did God put man in such a place of honor?
神为什么把人放在这样如此尊贵的一个位置上呢？
There is no reason we should deserve that.
我们没有任何缘由是说我们是配得这个的。
But he did it out of love.
他神是出于爱这样做的。
I should have put this quote on a slide.
我需要把这个引用呢引述放在这个幻灯片上。
From Martin Luther.
就是马丁路德说。
God doesn't love us because we are valuable.
不是因为我们有价值，所以神爱我们。
We are valuable because God loves us.
因为神爱我们，所以我们有价值。
I heard someone talking.
我听到有人讲话说。
And they said, "Oh, I am so glad that God saw something in me worth loving."
然后他说我很高兴啊，神看到我里边有些东西是值得他爱的。
And inside I laughed.
然后我就里边其实开始笑。
God did not see anything in you and me worth loving.
在你和我里边，神看不到任何可以让他爱的东西。
Instead, turn it around.
然后你把这个转过来看。
He loved us.
因为他爱我们。
And that love gave something to us worth loving.
因为那种爱呢，就给了我们一些值得被爱的这样的一个价值。
Now I have said to you that as we study these lines of the creed, I don't want this to just be mental knowledge.
当我们学使徒信经的这样细看的话，每一句一句的看，我不想这个只是成为你头脑中的知识。
I find we are very good at listing facts about God.
我们非常擅长就是把神的这个关于神的一切呢，就把它给写下来，列个清单。
And so we can point to the PowerPoint and say, "Yes, God is love. Thank you."
然后我们就会指向这个幻灯片说，对，神是爱，谢谢你。
But it's not just mental knowledge.
这个不单单是头脑中的知识。
It should be worship.
应该是我们对神的敬拜。
When we see the beauty of creation,
当我们看到这个大自然这个所创造的美丽的时候，壮观的时候，
I hope the next time that you are at the beach and see the ocean or you see a mountain or something of God's wonder.
如果下一次不管说是你在大海看到海的浩瀚或者看到高山或者看到神的任何创造。
I hope that you will remember Psalm 8.
我希望你能够想起来诗篇第八篇。
And you'll stop and say, God.
你就开始停下来就说。
All of this wonder,
所有这一切的奇妙，都是
Thank you, God.
都是你创造的，谢谢你神。
But let me move to a second thing that this shows us.
然后我们看这个向我们展示的第二件事情。
God is love.
神是爱。
And then God is caring.
然后神也是护佑的神，照看的神。
I've given you a quote from Colossians, but let me start with another psalm.
然后我给大家这边的这个提示的是哥罗西书，但是我现在再看另外一个诗篇。
This psalm is also a psalm of praise.
这也是一首颂赞的诗篇。
And it begins with a shout of rejoicing.
是刚开始是向神欢呼 ，which one？
Psalm 104，
诗篇104篇。
Bless the Lord, O my soul。
他说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Oh Lord, my God, you are very great。
耶和华我的神啊，你为至大。
There's the foundation statement。
这个又是这个开场陈述，开场白。
He is a great God, and we praise him. He receives glory.
他是自大的神，他创造了我们，他真的是配得我们的颂赞。
And then for this one, he gives what we call a catalog.
在这首诗篇呢，他给了我们相当于一个目录似的。
A catalog is just a long list of evidences for what he said.
目录呢，就好像给我们一个很长的一个清单，一个列出来，就是说这些证据都是什么。
How do we know God is so great?
我们如何知道神是伟大至大的呢？
He begins telling us.
他开始给我们讲。
He covered himself with light as a garment. He stretched out the heavens like a tent.
神披上亮光，如披外袍，铺张穹苍，如铺幔子。
He rides on the wings of the wind.
他借着风的翅膀而行。
Verse 5, he set the earth on its foundations.
将地立在根基上。
And then he describes how God made the sun and the moon.
然后他就描述了神如何创造太阳月亮。
All of this wonderful creation.
神这一切奇妙的创造。
He shows how God is caring for his people and his creation now.
他现在也向我们展示神是如何在现今真的是照料他的创造和他的人，他所创造的一切。
The animals look to you to give them their food.
真的是所有的百兽都仰望神给他们食物。
All of this is looking at how God cares for his creation.
这一切都在看神是如何来护佑他的创造。
The psalmist praises God because he is the God who cares for us.
诗人真的是赞美神，称颂神，因为神真的是创造了我们，并且保护我们。
In Psalm 121, the psalmist asks, "Where does my help come from?"
在诗篇121篇，那个诗人就说，我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
He cares for us.
所以他真的是护佑我们。
In the New Testament, one of the verses that emphasizes this idea that God is maker of heaven and earth.
在新约里边就是强调神是创造天地的主的一句经文是
is the letter to the church at Colossae.
是写给哥罗西教会的书信。
The church at Colossae had been influenced by a very strange heresy.
这个哥罗西教会呢，被一个很奇怪的一个异端呢，一个异端所影响。
It's called Gnosticism.
它称为就是那个自恋型，自恋的一个异端，有点像这种。
Is that a hard word to translate?
No, I know the Chinese the name is from a Greek like mythology.
Okay,
I don't know the name, but I know the meaning.
Okay.And that idea will come back over and over in the creed because it was one of the most common false teachings at the time the creed was written.
在使徒信经写出来的时候，那是一个最普遍的一个异端。
And part of the idea of the Gnostics was everything physical is bad.
Narcissism. Okay, 他这个邪说的他的其中一个主要的观点就是任何有形的看得见的这种物质的东西都是不好的。
The body, the physical body is evil.
所以这个被造的这个身体呢 人的这个有形的物质的身体是邪恶的。
And so they look down on anything physical.
所以他们就看不起任何就是有形的东西。
Paul responded to that this way.
保罗是这样子回应的。
All things were created by him.
万有都是靠他造的。
For him, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth.
无论是天上的地上的。
Visible and invisible.
能看见的不能看见的。
Whether thrones, dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
He made us everything.
他真的是神造，这一切都是神所造的。
And because he made us, he cares for us.
因为是他创造了这一切，创造了我们，所以神护佑这一切。
In the 18th and 19th century,
在十八、十九世纪的时候，
there were many people who were called deist.
那有很多人称为这种deist, 就是神子这样的。
Sorry, I'm giving you
被称为神 yeah.
The deist said God made the world, but then he left it on his own.
就是这种主义呢，可能不是我说的神子，就是说他认为说神呢创造了我们，然后他就让我们就留给我们自己去，就不把我们留下了，我们自己就靠自己了。
They said he was like a watchmaker.
所以呢，就像神就像一个制表匠
，who made the watch and he wound it up.
然后他把这个表造出来，然后把表上好钟，就是那个发条上好。
And now he leaves it on his own.
然后呢，就说那现在就是靠你自己了。
And I think, we don't call it deism now, but I think many, many people have the same idea.
我们现在不再给他叫这个名字，我这个自然神论 ，oh, I found the name. 他我们不再说他是自然神论，但是我们有很多这样相似的观点。
I think many Christians have that idea.
我觉得很多基督徒也有这个观念。
God made us.
神创造了我们。
But on a day-by-day basis, we're on our own.
但是呢，每一天的这种日常生活呢，我们就得靠自己了。我们就是靠。
Maybe if there's something very big, he might step in and get involved. But most of the time, he leaves us alone.
如果有些大事情的发生呢，神可能就是可能会进来干涉一下。但是基本上呢，我们都得靠自己了。
Many Christians really don't think God is very involved in our life.
很多基督徒并不都不觉得神对我们的生活有就是在我们日常的生活中会很干会涉及到我们的日常生活。
But because he created us, he cares for us.
因为他创造了我们，所以他照料看顾我们。
Isaiah says he gathers the lamb in his arms.
这个以赛亚第四十章，他说他把我们如小羊抱在怀中。
He carries them in his bosom.
他把用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中。
He leads those who are with young.
慢慢引导那如养小羊的。
And then here's what I want you to see.
我想让你看到的明白的是。
Who is this God who takes care of us like a shepherd.
谁像牧人那样来照料我们呢?
The next verse.
下句经文。
The God who has measured the water in the hollow of his hand.
是那位用手心量珠水的这样一位神像牧人来引导我们。
Think about this for a moment.
你来想一下。
Those of you in Florida,
我们在住在佛州的人
Go out to the ocean.
我们去到海边
Look out across the Atlantic.
你就放眼望去这个大西洋
Realize that that's just one of the oceans.
你就意识到说那不过是七大洋中间的一个
And it says God has held that in the hollow of his hand.
那么浩瀚的一个海洋，神就是不过把它放在这个手心里。
Think how big a God has to be to hold the ocean in his hand.
你想想，能把这个整个七大洋放在手心里，这样的一个神有多么的大。
It's just there like you and I would hold a paper clip.
就好像我们把一个那个取行针放在我们的手心里一样。
That God.
那样的那位神。
Carries you and me like a sheep.
他就把我们你和我抱在怀中就像抱一个羊羔那样来照料我们。
That ought to give you incredible encouragement.
那应该给你巨大的难以置信的鼓励。
Isaiah finishes that by saying he gives power to the faint.
然后以赛亚在四十章结束的时候就是软弱的他加力量。
If I ask you how many of you are tired?
如果我问你们多少人感觉疲乏困倦?
You're tired of COVID?
你真的是对这个新冠病毒已经受不了了。
You're tired of political conflict?
你也受不了这种政治上的这些冲突。
You're tired of all of the turmoil of our world?
就是我们这个整个世界的这种混乱你也受不了了。你非常困倦了。
You're tired of sickness.
你已经对这种疾病你也真的是非常的疲乏了。
You are just tired.
你就是累。
Isaiah says this.
以赛亚这样说。
The God who is so big that he holds the ocean in his hand.
如此就是这么伟大的一个能够把手心把那个世上的海洋放在手心里的这样的一位神。
Gives power to the faint.
他对那些疲乏的对这样一位神他给那个疲乏的能力。
He cares for us.
他真的是照料护佑我们。
The New Testament says the same thing.
新约也是这样讲的。
I gave you the verse Colossians 1:16.
我给这里放出来的是哥罗西书一章十六节。
The next verse says, "In Him all things hold together."
在下一句他就说，万有靠他而立。
That means right now, the reason our world works is a caring God holds it together.
那就是我们现在这个世界还在运转，还在运行，就是那位照料这个世界护佑这个世界的神，他把一切都托着。
I pointed to that when we studied the book of Job.
我们学习约伯记的时候，我曾经指出来这一点。
When Job says, God's forgotten me and he's gone far away.
然后当约伯说神已经忘记我，他离我很远很遥远的时候。
God answers.
神就回答他。
Job, did the sun come up yesterday?
他就问约伯说约伯昨天太阳出来了吗?
Yes.
是的。
I did that.
是我做的。
I was there.
我在那儿。
Everything that happens in our world is because God cares for it.
是任何在世界上现在我们所看到这一切的运行是因为神照料我们。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is caring.
神是照料我们护佑我们的神。
Now both of those should make you feel good.
这些都应该让你感觉很好对吧。
You say, oh, that's so nice.
你说太好了。
The God who created the world carries me like a lamb.
这位创造宇宙天地万物的主他把我抱在怀中好像抱羊羔一样。
But I must tell you something else.
但是我还得告诉你别的事儿。
Because God made the heavens and the earth.
因为神是创造天地的主。
He is sovereign.
所以呢，神是有主权的，有主权的，是主宰的神。
And here's why that's a problem.
这个问题在于
，You and I want to be sovereign.
我们自己想要主宰， 我们自己想要有主权。
We want to be boss.
我们想做这个说了算的人。
It starts all the way back when we're a baby.
就从我们从婴孩开始就是这样的。
When we don't get what we want, we throw a tantrum and we cry.
然后当我们得不到我们想要的，我们就开始发脾气，我们就开始哭。
Why?
为什么？
We think we are the center of the universe.
因为我们认为我们就是宇宙的中心。
We think when we are 1 year old that we are the world and everyone else is just there to take care of us.
然后当我们一岁的时候，我们就觉得我们就是世界的中心，周围的一切就是为了要照顾我们。
We go to elementary school.
然后我们接着上小学了。
The teacher says, here is where you can play.
然后老师就说，哦，这个是你可以玩耍的地方。
Don't cross this line.
不要过这个界限。
And we walk as close as we can to the line.
我们就走到离那个界限最近的地方，能走多近就走多近。
We stick our toe across the line.
然后就用这个大脚趾头就跨过那个线。
And we jerk it back and we think,
然后赶快抽回来。然后说，哦，我可以过去。
Why do we do that?
我们为什么要这样做呢？
We want to be the boss.
因为我们想做老板，我们想成那个说了算的人。
We grow up.
然后我们到成人了，长大了。
We still want to be boss.
我们仍然想做老板。
Our wife does something we don't like.
比如我们的配偶做了一些我们不喜欢的。
And we pout.
然后就开始发脾气了。
We want to punish him.
就想要给对方点颜色看看。
I want you to know I'm not happy.
我要让你知道我不高兴。
We want to be boss.
因为我们想做那个做老板，想做那个说了算的人。
The first temptation in the garden.
在那个伊甸园的第一个这个试探就是。
Satan says you will be like God.
撒旦说你就会像神。
You'll be boss.
你就成了那个说了算的。
Genesis 11.
到那个创世纪第十一章。
We'll build a tower to the heavens and make a name for ourselves.
我们就要把建一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名。
We will be boss.
我们要做那个说了算的人。
Romans 1.
罗马书第一章。
Paul says the pagans would not acknowledge God as God.
因为这个外邦人，他们不要就是尊荣，就是按照神所当得的尊荣来承认神。
And we go all the way to the end of the Bible in Revelation.
然后我们到启示录，最后圣经最后一卷书。
We still want to be boss.
我们仍然想做我们自己的主宰。想我们自己说了算。
Last week I was studying in Revelation.
上个星期我在研读启示录。
And God opens up all of the tribulation, the troubles, the plagues, the punishments.
神就是展开了这个所有的这个大灾难，这些瘟疫啊，这些疾病啊，这一切。
It says it is so bad that people want to die, but they can't die.
然后呢，那个灾难是如此的大，人们求死却死不了。
Now, you might think if you had never read the Bible,
如果你从来没有读过圣经，你可能会以为。
You might think that after that, people would say, I'm sorry, God, you're bigger than me, you win.
然后人们可能会说，神啊，对不起，你比我大，你赢了。
But it says this,
但是却是这么说的。
They did not repent.
他们却不悔改。
Even the punishment makes them even more stubborn.
这个惩罚呢，让他们更加的刚硬顽固。
And you might say that seems impossible.
你觉得说那不可能。
But if you're a parent, you won't say that.
如果你是父母的话，你就不会这么说了。
Because you've watched when you punished your child and
你看着当你惩罚你给你孩子一些惩罚的时候给他后果的时候你看你孩子是怎么反应的
I won't say I'm sorry
我才不说我错了呢
We want to be boss
因为呢我们里边是想自己做主
Over and over in our world today
一而再再而三在我们现今的世界
When we hear people debate about moral issues
当人们开始辩论这个道德上的这些问题的时候
Gay marriage
比如同性恋的婚姻
Abortion, many different issues.
堕胎还有很多不同的这种议题，这种问题。
Even many Christians say.
甚至很多基督徒都这么说。
Why should we follow rules from thousands of years ago?
为什么我们要跟随从几千年以来的这些教条呢？这些规定呢？
People should be allowed to do what makes them happy.
人们应该被允许去做让他们高兴、让他们觉得幸福的事情啊。
We want to be boss.
我们想做自己，自己做主。
And it's a good, honest question.
这个是一个很好的问题啊。
Why should I let this book tell me how to live?
为什么我要让这本圣经告诉我该怎么生活呢
？The Apostle Creed gives the answer.
这个使徒信经就给了我们答案。
He is maker of heaven and earth.
他是创造天地的主。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
And since he made us,He is sovereign.
因为他创造了我们，所以他可以主宰，他是全能的。
You see, when you read Genesis 1:1,
所以当你读创世纪一章一节的时候，
you should realize what a shocking verse that was.
你应该认识到那是一句多么令人震惊的经节。
Because in the ancient world, people worshipped a god based on geography.
因为在古代的时候人们那个他们敬拜的神都是根据他们当时的地区所敬拜的那个地区的神
Egyptians worshipped Egyptian gods
这个埃及人敬拜埃及人的神
Persians worshipped Persian gods
波斯人呢敬拜波斯人的神
But the Bible says
但是圣经说
In the beginning, God created it all.
起初神创造了一切。
And because of that, he has authority over it all.
因为如此，所以神就对所有的一切，他都有权柄。
There is nowhere outside his authority.
不是说有什么地方应该不在他的权柄之下。
Because he made it all.
因为他创造了一切。
And so Isaiah says,
所以以赛亚就说
Oh Lord, you are our father.
他说哦耶和华你是我们的父。
We are the clay, you are our potter.
我们是泥你是窑匠。
We are all the work of your hand.
我们都是你手的工作。
Imagine clay.
想象一下这个泥。
Saying to a potter,
对那个窑匠说
No, I don't think that's what I want to be.
我不觉得你把我那个样子是我想要的。
I've decided I don't want to be a vase.
我已经决定我不想做这个做成被做成花瓶。
I want to be a jar for water.
我想成为一个盛水的罐子。
That can't happen.
那个不可能发生。
The potter decides what he will do with the clay.
然后这个窑匠决定他要把手中的泥造成什么样的样子。
And so the issues that we debate over.
所以我们现在所讨论的这个议题。
When God has spoken.
当神讲话的小谕的时候讲话的时候。
He is authority.
他就是那个权柄。
Why should we obey God's rules for marriage?
为什么我们要遵从神对婚姻的这个规定呢？
He made marriage.
因为是神创造了婚姻。
He created us and he gave us that gift, and the rules are his.
他创造了我们，他给了我们这个礼物，这个规定，这些是他给我们的。
He is
这些规则。
Because he made us.
因为呢，他创造了我们，所以他是有主权的。
That is very uncomfortable in our world.
在我们现今的世界，这是让人很不舒服的。
But it is the teaching of Scripture.
但是这是圣经的教导。
First Corinthians 8.
第哥林多前书第八章。
Paul was writing to believers who lived in Corinth.
保罗写信给住在哥林多的教会的信徒。
Corinth was a city that had many idols and temples to many different gods.
然后哥林多这个地方呢，有很多的这个偶像，也有很多的庙。
And Paul says this in chapter 8.
保罗在第八章说，
Okay, there may be many so-called gods.
也许有很多称为神的。
But for us, we know.
但是对我们来讲，我们知道。
There is one God, the Father.
就是只有一位神，就是父。
From whom are all things.
万物都本于他。
And from whom we exist.
我们也是借着他有的。
One Lord, Jesus Christ.
我们只有一位主，就是主耶稣基督。
Through whom all things and through whom we exist.
万有都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Paul says, okay, you can have all your gods.
然后保罗说，你们可以有你们的神。
But there's only one God who created us.
但是只有一位创造我们的神。
That God is sovereign.
那位神他是有主权的。
You look through the first centuries of the church.
你看第一世纪的教会的历史。
There were far more pagan temples than there were churches.
那个时候的这个就是给那个祭偶拜偶像的这个庙可比教会多多了。
But the Christians never gave up this message. God is maker of heaven and earth.
但是基督徒从来没有放弃这个信息，就是神是创造天地万物的主。
And that makes him sovereign.
那就让神真的是主宰一切，让神是有主权的。
Now we're going to look next week at some other things that we get from this fact that he is creator.
然后呢，下个星期我们来看这个，就是神是创造天地的神的这样的一些事实。
But I want to end by reminding you that because he made us, he deserves worship.
因为他创造了我们，我想提醒大家，所以他配得我们的敬拜。
Psalm 103 is another psalm that is a catalog of what God has done and what God has created.
然后诗篇103篇也是给我们一个目录，也给我们一个记录，就是神所做的。
One of the things that we learn from the Psalms,
我们从诗篇里所学习到的是
is that when we're afraid,
当我们害怕恐惧的时候
we should begin to thank God for what he has done.
我们应该开始感谢神为他所成就的、所做的。
Because the more we recognize what he has done,to make us and to create us and to care for us, the more confidence we will have in our troubles today.
然后呢，就是我们越认识神，越知道说神创造了我们，神就是造料我们，神是如何做的，我们越认识神，那我们就在现今这个动荡的世界，艰难的时代，我们就越有信心。
Psalm 103 is a psalm that focuses on how God cares for us today because he made us.
诗篇103篇它专注在就是因为神创造了我们，那么他在今天 他是如何来照料我们，来保护我们的。
It tells us he sustains us, he shelters us, he defends us, he loves us.
就是说他告诉我们说神真的是他保护我们，他爱我们，他真的是也医治我们。
He didn't make us and then just step back and watch.
他不是说创造了我们然后就退回去让我们靠自己。
Your life today he is intimately involved in.
在你今天每日的生活真的是很就是非常细致的介入到你的生活中。
And so back in the 17th century, a German school teacher wrote a hymn.
所以在公元在17世纪的时候有一个德国的一个老师German teacher 写了一首赞美诗。
It's based on this psalm.
是基于这首诗篇。
And we're going to end today by singing it.
然后我们今天结束的时候就来唱这首赞美诗。
Sister Lay has found a recording.
我找到了一个在网上找到了这首诗歌。
And she is going to share that with you.
我们大家就一起来听这首诗歌。
You can sing with them.
你可以一起来唱。
But it praises God, the King of creation.
因为他就是说赞美上主全能真神。
And it reminds us
他就提醒我们
how he shelters us.
他是如何的来把我们放在他的荫庇之下让我们住在一个避难所当中好像。
How he cares for us and protects us.
他如何真的是供应我们如何来保护我们。
I would like to ask you to sing this, and as you sing, I want you to think
我们一起来唱。
Caring in your life.
当你唱的时候，我希望你能够想，神是如何在你的生活中如何来照料你的，如何来看顾你的。
Because he made us.
因为他创造了我们。 星期。
I'm going to give you some homework.
我想给大家一个作业。
Each day.
每一天。
Sometime during the day, think about what does it mean that God is your creator?
在你一天的时候，有找时间停下来想一想，神是天地万物的主，创造天地万物的主，对你意味着什么？
The fact that he loves you.
就是事实是他爱你。
The fact that he cares for you.
他看顾你。
The fact that he is sovereign.
他是主宰的神，有主权的神。
How does that impact your daily life?
这个是如何影响你每日的生活呢？
Because I'm convinced that if we really believe he is our creator, it will change how we view our daily life.
我真的是确信，如果我们真的是相信他是我们的创造者，那会改变我们每日的生活。
We will live with more confidence.
我们有更多的确信就会来生活。
We will live with more respect for him.
我们就会对他就是有更大的这种尊敬和敬重 来生活。
And so this week, think about that in your daily life.
所以在你每日的生活中来想一想。
He is maker of heaven and earth.
他是创造天地万物的主。
He is the king of creation, this hymn says.
就像这位这首赞美诗里说是，他是宇宙万有君王。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you loved us enough to make us.
亲爱的主。真的是谢谢你，你真的是因为你的爱，所以你按照你的形象创造了我们。
You did not need us.
你并不需要我们。